Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, I just a star where I left off last night. There's really no sugarcoating on this one. Nothing's changed. I had a chance to look at offense and defense this morning, and nothing's changed in terms of what I said yesterday. It was a poor performance, and in both phases. You've already talked to Joe, and I'll reiterate a couple things that he said. But defensively, it was a poor performance. We missed a lot of tackles. We weren't efficient in the red zone. We weren't efficient on third down. Couldn't get off the field. Couldn't contain the quarterback. Our screen fits weren't good. What you saw is what we saw at the stadium and on the tape. Offensively, we couldn't get started in our first three possessions. We only had one first down. We had some individual breakdowns. Our fourth possession, we started moving the ball. Got two sacks, got out of field goal range. Five sacks overall, the most we've been hit probably all year. We were only sufficient on third down, 5 of 14, not good enough. Wasn't good. It wasn't good. We could never get started, down 21-0, could never get anything going. Could never get anything going in the run game. We would hit at the line of scrimmage, a missed block, one here, one there. Guys took turns making mistakes. So that nothing's changed there as well. Probably the only good part of the game was our coverage teams covered with a sense of urgency and did a good job. Other than that, and Robbie's field goal, 50 yards, there's not many positives out of there. As I said yesterday, I thought the guys prepared very well. I thought they were ready to play, certainly emotionally, and based on practice, I thought they were. But we didn't play like we were ready to play. We didn't do it in any phase of our football overall. And with that in mind, we're going to put it behind us today and move forward. Got a tremendous opportunity on Sunday. As I said to the players during the week, and I said yesterday, if we walked in here in the locker room in April in the first OTA and said we'd be playing for the NFC North on the last day of the season, we would have taken it. And now we've got that opportunity. We've got to have good amnesia. We got to come in here on Wednesday and do the things we have to do to get ready for the Packers, and that's what we'll do. I the only thing I could do, Mark, is look at Philadelphia. Philadelphia went into Minnesota last week, and Minnesota put up 48 points. I think they're the best example of a team that could put it behind them and move forward and play well. And we had moments over the last few weeks where we thought we played very well. And we didn't do that yesterday. So in my experience, teams do have these kind of games during the course of the season. We saw it yesterday in the league. There were two or three teams that hit that stride where they just missed. They just didn't have it. We didn't have it yesterday. Is it a concern? No. But it's gotten our attention, certainly, and we've got to get back to work and do the things we need to do to win a game on Sunday. Well, number one is we got to put it behind us and not get caught up in it. It's certainly disappointing because of the opportunity that we had. I think the guys will have that chance to get away from it, get some rest, and have some time to refocus. And we've been able to do that. That's the encouraging thing. We've had, periodic weeks, obviously, where we've had some tremendous adversity in terms of losing football games and been able to come back and step up and play. So we our history says that we can get this thing done, and that's a good sign. I thought he played very hard and played well, and Spurts really played well. I thought he got a lot out of it. We got a lot out of him in this game. The message to Jay was exactly what Jay's message was when he talked to the media, is that games go like this. It got out of hand. I think once again he played very courageously, played hard. He took more hits in this game than he has, than any of our quarterbacks have all year, and he kept up. And he got back up and he kept playing. Everybody had a hand in this one, every player, and certainly every coach, and that starts with me. Well, we've treated every game as the most important game of the season, and that's prepared in a certain manner, in a certain fashion. This is the most important game of the season. So, you know, as I said, I think that, I've got to be the voice of reason. I've got to see the big picture. Every quote coach handles themselves differently in these situations, and there's no right way to do it for coaches because they all handle them differently. This is the way we've done it. Trying to maintain, you know, some practicality works in this case, and it's maybe not be the best for others, but it works here that we've approached every game the same way we're approaching this one. And hopefully that'll help us with this one. It's not the same. It is different. There were individual mistakes made and gap responsibilities in this game that we didn't get done. They didn't run a lot of plays. They probably only ran about 10 plays, different kinds of plays during the course of the game, and very few different runs. And we did not handle it very well. So as I said, and it was, you know, one guy here, one guy there. So after, as I said, after 2 weeks of moving forward, we did take a step backwards. You know what? We did it fast. It was just individual. You know, there would be an individual breakdown. The coverages, you know, were changed a lot. We, you know, it forced us to move a little bit more in the pocket and have to hold the ball a little bit longer. They brought some guys in the A gaps. It was varied, quite frankly. Individual gets beat. Structure was good, but it wasn't what it's been. You know, so I really can't. It's a good question. I went through the tape fast, and I can't answer it any more specifically than that.
For Sunday.
You know, I think that we're going to get. We know we're going to get Green Bay's best shot. We've got to right now be focused on us. You know, we know their quarterbacks. They have good quarterbacks. Certainly, they have a great one in Aaron Rodgers. But I think the most important thing we can do is just stay focused on what we can do. I mean, the Green Bay's offense isn't going to change who's ever playing. They've got a good one playing now that's played very well, Matt. And so we've got to be ready for that. And certainly, that's not going to affect the structure of what Green Bay's doing. So we got to get ready to defend Green Bay.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.